following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Good evening and welcome to Childersburg's Performing Arts and Sports Arena. It's Super Championship night of the Talladega County Tournament. The small schools county champion Childersburg Tigers will take on the large school county champion, the Sylacauga Aggies. Nothing else needs to be said. These two teams get at it. I don't care if they're playing tiddlywinks or marbles. They'll get after it tonight, and we've got all the action for you on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. We'll step aside and come back with more of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show, and you're listening to it right here on Kicks 100.3.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you are in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley, along with my son, KJ McCurley. And KJ, you know, you played basketball in high school. There were teams that just brought out the best in you. And tonight, between Sylacauga and Childersburg, I don't think nothing else needs to be said.
Well, and you look at the history just alone between the matchup and just how much these two teams have gone after it in years past on the hardwood. You think back to memorable games such as Kaleon Nick scoring 14 at Sylacauga 4 or 5 years ago in the fourth quarter to put Childersburg over the top for a huge road win there that season, or Genesis Kendrick here at the buzzer 3 seasons ago at tipping it in overtime. There have been so many down-to-the-wire finishes in this game, and it really speaks a testament to what you said, the competitiveness and just good basketball that this area has boasted for quite some time now.
I remember 2 years ago, Jordan Mann went 7 of 8 in the first half from downtown at Sylacauga, and of course propelled Coach Johnny Johnson to his first victory at the Aggie Den. Tonight it's going to take everything they have, and KJ will come back here in just a moment with his Atkinson Holmes keys to the game. I'm going to give him a second to get those ready, and we'll be back with more of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show right after this. You're listening to the Dom Talk, Tiger Sports Network.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kicks 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know that CVMC now offers a full retail pharmacy? Coosa Valley Apothecary offers easy prescription transfers, convenient location, and low prices every day. Whether you need a prescription filled, are looking for over-the-counter products, or just have questions for our pharmacists, stop in for the personalized service of an independent, community-based pharmacy. Avoid a second stop after your hospital discharge with the Meds to Bed service. It allows you to fill your prescriptions before you go home. Coosa Valley Apothecary, located conveniently on the ground floor of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. Sylacauga and Childersburg coming up here for the Super Championship. KJ, your Atkinson Holmes keys to the game.
Well, Sylacauga is a 20-3 basketball team and 4-1 in their area. And I allude to that because you don't win 20 basketball games up to 23 if you don't do 3 things well, and that is rebound, defend, and make shots, especially when you force turnovers. Sylacauga excels in all 3 of those departments. Childersburg, at times, especially in the rebounding department, has struggled this year, particularly against teams like Midfield and even Coosa Central when Greg Greg and I did that game. Man, we really got hammered inside. Second chance points going to have to be a big factor on both ends for Childersburg. And if we can force turnovers, we have got to get quality baskets on the other end. You're not going to beat Sylacauga unless you take advantage of when they make a mistake, because they're not known for making too many.
No doubt about it. And I will tell you another key that I think, KJ, you're going to get good games out of Seneca Shealy, I think, and Devontae Fairman. But where we've got to have the X factor is those other guys. You got to have some output from Devin Williams. You got to have some output from T.D. Smith.
And I'd like to see Brandon Calhoun get going.
Off the bench in Calhoun, and also off the bench tonight will be the big man who's come back, and that is Hezekiah Parker. We'll see how that goes for Coach Johnny Johnson. We'll step aside and take a one more time out. That'll do it for our Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. When we come back, KJ will have your starting lineups, and we will have your tip right here from Childersburg. It's the County Super Championship tonight right here on Kicks 100.3.
Hey, champions don't stay down for long when injury knocks you down. Let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Looking for a career that's not only high quality but also eco-friendly? Ineos in Childersburg has been at the forefront of innovation since 2005, producing top-notch lubricants while staying committed to our planet. Join us as we lead the way into the future of technology and sustainability. Ready to make an impact? Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or head to the Talladega Career Center and apply today. Ineos USA, where your career drives innovation and positive change.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
This is Childersburg High School basketball on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. Now, color analyst K.J. McCurley and the voice of Childersburg High School Athletics, David McCurley.
Thank you for that introduction. And just before K.J. gets to our starting lineups, let's step aside. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Kicks 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. First quarter action is brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. When an injury sidelines you, get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Well, we're not full here tonight at the arena, but it's getting there, and there's a lot of people around the edges of this arena, and if they sat in a seat, we would just about be full. And KJ McCurley, he's got our Ron Carroll, State Farm Insurance agent of Childersburg, starting lineup.
Yeah, for Sylacauga coming in here, Jordan Robertson, number zero, Eric O'Neill, really an X-factor player for them, I think, is Eric O'Neill. Really good on defense, lengthy, can get to the rim. C.J. Franklin, really the X-factor, along with Aiden Crow in the starting lineup. Also out there with Corbin Patterson. He's kind of the glue guy. And now for Childersburg, some changes across the lineup, of course, throughout the course of the year with injuries to Jacob Johnson, other guys. Tonight at Seneca Sheely and T.D. Smith, same backcourt with Tay Fairman. Devin Williams and Duke Fairman going to be down low. Duke Fairman has fared as well down low, rebounding against some bigger matchups. He is going to have to be up for the task tonight, as are all of our bigs. Rebounding such a big factor for this Childersburg team.
Yeah, we've got to do a good job, even when Tay Truss comes in the game, even Brandon Calhoun, even Hezekiah Parker. Torrey Wells hurt his knee last week. Don't know if he's available. He is in uniform. At Vincent a week ago, he really showed out and scored 14 points, which really propelled this Childersburg team to get another win on the road at Vincent. Sylacauga, as KJ mentioned, 20-3 going into this game. And, of course, your Childersburg Tigers are 15-10, 2-3 in area play. By the way, we'll be back here Monday night. KJ McCurley and I will be here as B.B. Comer comes back to town. And I'll tell you this, KJ, last two nights ago, I've never seen Marcus Herbert as mad as he was at his team. When they come back in here on Monday, they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, that was really the B.B. Comer Tigers had kind of, you'd probably call it their worst, this point of their season. Just not anything going right. But you know, you have games like that, but what you can't do as a basketball team is let it translate and roll over into the next play. And those guys that were giving it their all, but just kind of had it snowballing mentally and just wasn't in the right place. And Childersburg executed everything on both ends of the floor en route to a huge win.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, starting lineup being called out tonight. You've got the starters for both teams.
Yeah, we've already.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you look at those starters, the matchup to me is going to depend on who Coach Johnny Johnson decides. I think it'll probably be Devin Williams, number 12, who will get the dubious honor of taking on C.J. Franklin.
Yeah.
Last night against Talladega, C.J. poured in 30. And that's pretty sporty for high school.
Yeah, C.J. is a quarterback of the football team for these guys. If you didn't know, really had a bad injury in football and just came back sooner than anybody expected, and has had an outstanding basketball season as well. Can really shoot and get to the rim too.
Well, we're about set to go. It'll be Aiden Crow for Sylacauga and Duke Fairman jumping center. Your referees for tonight's game, Sammy Teal, Austin Phillips, and Tim Wisenhunt. And there's some kind of discussion going on at the scorers table right now. Usually when that's the case, there's going to be something with uniform or something. There's going to be a technical foul assessed, and it looks like it may be assessed to Childersburg. And I'm not sure. Maybe somebody touched the rim when they shouldn't have in pregame. Maybe it's uniform. I don't know. We're going to find out. It's going to be assessed to Childersburg. And before we ever dribble a basketball, Aiden Crow's going to get a technical free throw. And then I think it will be Sylacauga basketball.
Wow.
So Crow gives the Aggies a one-point lead. He'll get one more. And this could be a big opening series without the ball ever even being put in play yet. He misses his second, so one of two. It will be Aggie basketball to start the game. Corbin, go ahead, Kezzer.
This is an untimed 1 point put up for Sylacauga. Not the way Coach Johnson wanted this to start for Childersburg, but got to dig in defensively now.
And Devin Williams is on C.J. Franklin. You got Devontae Fairman guarding Jordan Roberson. And all of a sudden now they're going to, if this game is called like that first foul on Tay Fairman, we're in serious trouble because that was not
a foul.
It may have been a foul, but you've got to let things like that go.
It's equal contact on both sides. He was the offensive player for Sylacauga was pushing off the whole time.
Corbin Patterson gets it back to Eric O'Neill. Now to C.J. O'Neill wraps it around, long three-pointer, and it is good by Jordan Roberson. And Sylacauga takes a 4-0 lead before we ever have the basketball.
Two possessions, though. You cannot panic if you're Childersburg.
Oh, no. T.D. Smith working on that left wing. He'll give it back to Tay Fairman. Sylacauga in a man-to-man defense, and C.J. Franklin has got the honor of taking on Tay Fairman. They're cleaning the lane out for him. Good defense by C.J. Sheely working against Corbin Patterson. He'll pull up from the free throw line. Bang!
His turnaround jumper when he gets his shoulder square with the rim is just so hard to cover.
I'll tell you, when that ball left his hands, I knew it was in. You could just tell the confidence. 4-2 Sylacauga. Here's Corbin Patterson. Jordan Roberson for another long three, and we're going to have to get out on him as he dials up from long range again, and the Aggies take a 5-point lead.
Tay Fairman saying it's not going to happen again, but honestly, it shouldn't have happened that time. A guy hits a 30-footer on you first possession of the game. You cannot trot out there with a haphazard hand in his face. You got to smell his breath.
Sheely puts it on Patterson. A nice move, and he's wrapped up. He'll get it out to T.D. Smith. T.D. now will hand it off to Tay, and we'll go to work. Tay working against C.J. He'll try a three-pointer. That's not his shot. And the rebound of a very poor shot comes off to Aiden Grove, Sylacauga. Here's C.J. Back to Corbin Patterson being guarded by Seneca Sheely. And they'll get Jordan Roberson another look, and he hits another three. And just like that, it is 10-2. And somebody has got to get on number zero. He's 9 of their 10 points.
You just got to deny the ball. Why are you even letting him catch it?
And we mishandled the basketball on our offensive end, and it goes out of bounds to Sylacauga. I tell you, an ominous start for our Tigers, but you got to think, Sylacauga is not going to shoot 75% from three-point all night. But you can't get too far behind.
That's a moving screen.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Moving screen on Eric O'Neill. And that will give the basketball back over to the guys in white tonight. Childersburg wearing their home white uniform, striped in royal blue. Sylacauga in all black with white numbers. Good spin by Devontae Fairman. Cannot finish the layup, though. And here comes Sylacauga on the run. This is what you got to stop. They get it down and... this time, Jordan Roberson cannot hit the three, and they're going to get a foul on Aiden Crow going over the back of Duke Fairman. Duke's playing well on Aiden Crow.
Yeah, and that's a good call. Aiden, really long wingspan for that foul to be drawn. It was a really good box out by Duke Fairman. And 10-2 now, back-to-back turnovers for Sylacauga. Shoresburg can ill afford to not put the ball in the basket here. They're not going to make a lot of mistakes. You got to capitalize when they do.
T.D. Smith, top circle, hands it off to Seneca Sheely, working against Corbin Patterson. He got a good turnaround shot on him a few minutes ago, but see what he can do here. He's going to drive, gets by him, throws up shot, not a good shot. Look at Duke Fairman fighting, and Childersburg's going to come out of there with it. A scramble. T.D. Smith with it. He'll get it to Devin. Devin will drive. Goes down. His shot no good. Sylacauga with a rebound. Wants to run. Jordan Roberson will get another look. Nobody stopped the ball. He didn't penetrate and canned another three. And he's got 12 quick points. And there's Tay Fairman going down the lane against C.J. Franklin laying it in. We needed a bucket there. 13-4. They are, Sylacauga's ball carriers are really palming the basketball going down the court.
Eric O'Neill will go down. His shot no good. That's going to be a foul, I believe, on Duke Fairman. They can get either he or Seneca Sheely. They will get Fairman. I got to tell you, though, we just got to find Zero and find out where he is, because he has killed us in this first quarter.
And it's just been set looks off screens. He's not creating off the dribble. And then a few of them have been walk-in transition threes. You've got to do a better job of making it difficult and getting a hand in his face. Obviously, the distance doesn't matter. He showed you that with his first attempt when he shot it from the white line.
Tay Truss comes into the game, gives Duke Fairman a rest. Eric O'Neill no good on his first free throw. 3:58 to go first quarter. Sylacauga by 9. Make it 10 as Eric gets one of two, and here comes that press again. TD gets it into the corner. That's not the place you wanted, and that's going to be a foul. I think this one's going to go against Corbin Patterson of Sylacauga. It does. And Sylacauga will step out of that press now as they find themselves getting into a little foul difficulty.
Yeah, and Coach Jones senses that. By the way, first-year Coach Jones has done an outstanding job with the program, and he knows what he's doing, sensing the foul trouble kind of mounting up, calling off the proverbial dog with the press.
Tay Fairman gets in the lane, kicks it back. TD for three. We can't make it. We'll get the long offensive rebound. Tay Fairman will try three. No good. And that time Sylacauga gets the rebound, and they throw it away on the long pass. Talking about Coach Joel Jones of Sylacauga, I have been around this Sylacauga basketball program for more than 45 years, and so is Coach Jones. And last night after they beat Talladega by 40, he came up to me and pointed upstairs, and he said, "You know Coach Martin's looking down on both of us, don't you?" And I said, "Yep." Here's Childersburg. We need a bucket. Down by 10. Tay Truss working against Aiden Crow. Muscles him around. That's going to be the second foul on Crow. Good job by Tay.
Really good hesitation and pump fake by Tay Truss. Crow didn't bite on the first fake. Truss didn't panic. He stayed down. He stayed poised and goes up with the shot, and Crow out of position. And Truss can try to cut into this thing at the free throw line. We need him any way we can get him right now.
Yeah. Cole from the field, so you got to start driving. Truss, good on the first, 14-5, and into the game for Childersburg is going to be Brandon Calhoun. He'll give whom? He'll give Devin Williams a rest. Now, into the game for Sylacauga is going to be number 20, Tristan Whetstone. He'll give Aiden Crow a break after two fouls. Now I'm going to ask who's going to guard C.J. Franklin, but Franklin hasn't been the problem. It's been Jordan Roberson.
Yeah, and here he is with nobody around him again from the perimeter. And this is going to be a blocking foul. Yeah. Good acting job attempt by Tay Truss, but moving the feet in late, you're not going to get that call. Hey, for effort, though. James Harden would have been proud.
Here comes the big man, though, for Childersburg. He played a few minutes the other day, KJ, for the first time since way back in late November, broke his finger. Hezekiah Parker in there.
And this is the end I want to see his activity on. You know he's going to get in that lane on offense. What is he going to do on defense? How is he going to box out?
Jordan Roberson way out, almost to half court. He'll give it to Corbin Patterson for a three off the iron. And look at there. There's Hezekiah getting that rebound to begin with. It's knocked out of his hands. It'll be Childersburg basketball. No. It's not. Yeah, I was going to say. CJ wanted to slip in there and try to get one, but.
Again, A for A.
Yeah, nice try. Here is Tay Fairman. Down 14-6. We get it into Big Hezekiah.
Nice
go
pass.
To work, big guy. He's going to go in, and that's not a good shot by Hezekiah, but good productive series, even though we didn't hit the shot. And Sylacauga has a little pick and roll, and I don't know what the deal is.
Inadvertent whistle. It looks like our official, Mr. Teal, thought that we called a timeout, and
yeah.
We did not.
Anyway, Tristan Whetstone laid it in, and the Aggies back up by 10. They've scored over 80 points in their last four out of five games. So the offense has really been hot for the guys in Cardinal and Black, and it still is tonight. Here's Scoop, top of the key with it, working against Corbin Patterson. They get it into Hezekiah, and it's stripped from behind by Jordan Roberson.
They're ready for his catches in the post.
Yep. They get it to Corbin Patterson. Now Eric O'Neill from about 10 feet is good. And this thing is starting to look a little weary here, but still a lot of basketball left to play. Silicaga shooting red hot from the floor. Here's Seneca Sheely. He'll pull up just inside three, off the iron, no good. Long rebound to Tay Fairman. He'll drive. Can't get the shot to go. Tristan Whetstone with a rebound. Here come the Aggies with 1:10 to go. First quarter, up by 12 already. Jordan Roberson, they get to him, and now they leave Corbin Patterson open for three. That's not a good shot, and we don't get to rebound with Eric O'Neill, and we get this one. His shot off, and here come the Tigers with less than a minute to go. Scoop for three. That was partially blocked, but that's Devontae, and he's just not got it so far.
Why did he take that angle? Dribble the ball back out and get a better shot. I know he's trying to get the ball in the basket, but if you get that offensive rebound with a chance to hold, you got to pull that thing back outside the perimeter.
C.J. Franklin in the middle of the lane. It goes to Eric O'Neill. His shot can't go. Here goes Tay Fairman down the other way. 20 seconds in the quarter. Here's Seneca Sheely. He won't use a screen by Hezekiah. Goes the other way. Gives it to Brandon Calhoun. He pulls up. His shot blocked. He's smart enough to go get it back. Can't get a shot off and throws it away. Silicaga's got 5 seconds to work with. Patterson's going all the way to the goal. His shot blocked. And that'll do it for our first quarter. A very productive one for Silicaga. They lead it by 12 as we will go to our first quarter break. We'll be back with second quarter action. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Why should your business join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce? Connection. Stay connected with Chamber Community Calendar. Submit your events and be part of the Chamber Community Events Calendar. For more information, visit us at gcvchamber.com.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla hawaiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
Childersburg will get the basketball and down by 12 as we start this second quarter. Seneca Sheely gives it to Brandon Calhoun. Now back to Tay Fairman, top of the key, working against Harrell. And I tell you, he did everything right and the ball did everything but go in. He just cannot buy one right now. Here's what I was going to say, though, KJ. You can't have a 12-point play, so it has to start on this end right here.
That's exactly right, Dad. Shots are going to fall. Right now, it's like we're settling for the first open shot because we see how many points we have on the board. And, yeah, sometimes you got to take what they give you, but we got to be smart right now.
Tay Fairman, his shot blocked nicely by CJ. 2-on-1 now for Silicaga, and that's an offensive foul on Tristan Whetstone. Tay Truss doing it again.
Yeah, Tay Truss has been really good at that this year. He's exaggerated on him a few times, but that one was a really good drawn charge. Good call by the official. Childersburg has got to put the ball in the basket off of some of these mistakes.
Yeah, Silicaga's got some subs in there. Gabe Harrell being one. He's the only one. Everybody else out there that started, well, Tristan Whetstone is in for Aiden Crowe, who's in foul trouble. Here's Devin Williams to Tate Truss, to Tate Fairman. He'll get the screen by Truss. Give it in the corner to Brandon Calhoun. And right now, we do not have a lot of offense on the floor with the exception of Seneca Sheely, and we turn it over. Eric O'Neill goes down the lane. That's going to be a foul either on Seneca or Tay Fairman, and there'll be two shots. It's going to be on Seneca Sheely. And right now, we're just offensively, we just absolutely can't throw it in the ocean if we were on the sand.
I think you just have to continue with that formula of defense first and get out and run, because eventually that lid is going to come off. And all it takes is one time that ball to go through the net for some of these guys like Sheely and Fairman. We've seen it before, and they can get back into this basketball game with it, just being, you know, 13 right now. If you're able to not let it balloon outside of that and keep this thing to 8 and 10 at half, you pose yourself a chance to stay in it for the second half. But you can't allow a whole lot more damage without scoring anything if you're the Tigers.
Right. O'Neill, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and it is 20-6. So, like KJ said, you got to start eating into this thing a little bit at least anyway. There's no way Gabe Harrell stays with Devontae Fairman. There he goes to the goal, and there's the foul. Devontae's got to start taking the ball up strong, though, and getting his layups to go. Now, that's not going to be a two-shot foul here. That foul was on the floor, and that is the correct call. Well, they missed Scoop for three in the corner, but they kick it out to Fairman way outside. And they can still be patient here. We're not out of this game yet at all. Fairman will spin on Harrell, lose the basketball. He gets it back. TD gets an open look for three, and we just can't find it. There's Big Tay Truss getting a rebound. He's going to go back up, and he's going to be fouled.
That's two on Westone.
Actually, they're going to call that on Jordan Roberson. He stuck his hand in from the front side. Now, Tate Truss has got to cash in on these free throws.
I think Coach Jones might have a point. He's asking why that foul's on Westone, not on Westone, and instead on his sharpshooter so far tonight, Jordan Roberson. But they call it on Roberson, and Truss knocks down the first free throw. How about Tate Truss now?
Yeah. Don't want to jinx him here, but the senior is 3 for 3 so far at the line. Make it 4 of 4. Cuts the lead to 12. Now, like I said, this is the end where you got to make hay when the sunshine right here.
Yep.
And Childersburg, believe it or not, KJ, look what they've done. They've gone to a 2-3 zone now. They'll leave Roberson open for three, and you're going to have to get out of that zone because he is just hot as a firecracker right now. His 5th 3 of the first half.
Don't want to question the call, but I'm not really understanding that set.
Fairman cannot get it to go at all. Chillsburg's frustrated right now.
They're being too impatient. You know, you can't always just shoot the first open thing. Make 2 and 3 rhythm passes into your possession before you just shoot it. Because Sylacauga, I mean, you look at their possessions. They're not shooting the first open thing they see. They're making at least 2 or 3 passes every time. And look at the rhythm looks they're getting, and that's an over-the-back.
But Gabe Harrell missed the shot. Chillsburg with a rebound. Devin Williams, it's going to be a travel. He lost it. But let me say this, too. The last shot that Jordan Roberson hit, I could have sworn it was a 3, but they only put 2 on the board, and I think now they're trying to change it. It is. And it was a 3. 23-8. And into the game for Sylacauga, Kinson Threet. They'll leave Jordan Roberson out there, I'm assured. Also into the game for Sylacauga, Malik Sparks.
Torrey Wells in for Childersburg now out there with Calhoun down low and T.D. Smith, Sheely, and Fairman up top. Where is the offense going to come from with Fairman being ice cold so far?
It's got to come at least a little bit from T.D. Smith, and you got to get Seneca Sheely going. Eric O'Neill can't get the shot to go. There's a rebound by Scoop. Here comes Sheely down the right side of the floor. Wants to drive, can't do it. Now he'll spin around, turn around against Jordan Roberson. Loses the basketball. Here comes Eric O'Neill. He'll go all the way down, and he's fouled by Torrey Wells.
I don't know what. Good foul, Bo, by Torrey, not giving up an easy layup. But, again, just too much trying to dribble yourselves free. There's very little movement, very little screens, and, you know, 23-8. I mean, if you're going to try to get back into this thing, you've got to attempt to wear out Sylacauga, because they're just going to keep getting to the free throw line when they get chances to, and they're going to hit their rhythm jumpers. I mean, they're a good coached basketball team, and they score 80 points on average as of late for a reason. And knowing that, you've got to execute on your end. You just have to.
And Eric O'Neill is good for two at the free throw line, and this thing has ballooned up to 17 points. They drive inside, give it to Calhoun, back to scoop for three, and that's what we need right there.
We needed that.
There was some movement, like you said. We penetrated and kicked out, but there's a lot of hand checking going on in there. When we do, here's Roberson. Believe it or not, he missed one. Sooner or later, they're going to start putting a lid on that rim. Scoop. He'll pull up for another three. Bang!
He's in rhythm
like
now.
That. It's 25-14. It's 11-point lead.
All shooters need is a few times seeing that net move, and I'm telling you, it really opens up the mental. Down to 11, as you said.
And I think Sylacauga wants to call a timeout. Good timeout by Joel Jones. We'll take one with him. 25-14, Sylacauga in the lead. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Discover adventure and team-building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the lion and phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Well, two shots by Seneca Sheely and a miss by Jordan Roberson, and all of a sudden now Sylacauga gets their starters back on the floor with the exception of Aiden Crow. C.J. Franklin, who was hot last night, I don't even know if he scored yet. Don't think he has. Long three-pointer by this time Malik Sparks, and I'm telling you, they're shooting an incredible three-point percentage right now. Devontae goes down the lane, can't get it to go. Tipped around, controlled by Sylacauga. 14-point Aggie lead. Here's Jordan. He'll work against Sheely, goes right by him, lays it up, can't get it to go. It will be Sylacauga basketball.
No.
Oh, yeah, I think it was. I think Torrey Wells touched it last. 2:47 to go until the halftime, and to me, this is the X factor tonight. You look at Hezekiah Parker. He's heads and tails taller than anybody on the floor. We've got to use that to our advantage on the offensive end.
You've got to leave him in there, and you've got to try to find him touches. That's all there is to it.
Doubling up our Tigers are the Aggies, 28-14, but a long way to go in this one. Should be a five-second call somewhere, and Sylacauga threw it away. The official is going to say it hit the official, but he was standing out of bounds, and that's part of it.
Yeah.
So here we go. Fairman will have it with 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Calhoun trying to go on Eric O'Neill. Can't do it. Gives it to Seneca Sheely. He'll try a long three. Off the iron, no good. Sylacauga with a good rebound with Eric O'Neill. Here come the Aggies. CJ to Jordan. Now to Eric O'Neill for three. And that's no good. Good rebound. Ripped down there by Hezekiah Parker.
He's comes running Seneca the floor. Got to give it to him.
Seneca gets it to go from the middle of the lane. 28-16. I'm like you, KJ. Two stops right now and two buckets, and you're back in the game at halftime. But here's where it starts. You got to get the stop. Sylacauga is going to be in no hurry to shoot the basketball with 1:38 to go.
And they will.
Malik Sparks finds a three-pointer. It is missed, and Eric O'Neill gets the rebound. Then they get an open look for C.J. Franklin. In and out. And a good rebound by Hezekiah. Dribble it.
That's now right.
He gets it to Seneca. Seneca, stop. Good transition defense by the Aggies. He'll go by Jordan Roberson, go down. Where is the foul on that play? They knocked him to the floor. I can't believe that Sheely's not at the free throw line, and he can't believe it either. 108 to go in the second quarter. That is really the one and only call that I have to question here in the first half. That was a foul.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. Definitely a good bit of contact. But, you know, you got to give Sheely credit for trying to be aggressive and get some easy ones at the line. And fortunate break for the Aggies. You just got to D up again if you're the Tigers.
And the Aggies not going to be in a huge hurry. Corbin Patterson will go by his man, give it to Jordan Roberson.
Stay down on the
fakes. That's a double dribble. He got away with it. And they'll give it to C.J. Franklin.
Yeah, he doubled because he was surprised that Sheely stayed down on the fake. Really good on-ball defense by Seneca Sheely right there. That's got to be a moving screen.
And it is. They'll get to call on number 12, Trey Wright, and turn the basketball back over to our Tigers and into the game for Childersburg. It's going to be Duke Fairman. He'll replace Hezekiah. You can tell they want to get Hezekiah ready for area tournament. And they're just trying to get him, you know, a few minutes here and there because he's not in basketball shape yet.
Right.
After being out for a month and a half. Here's Fairman working against Corbin Patterson. He'll go right by him, go to the goal, lay it up. Good. That's what we need. You can get there, but you got to finish. And it's a 10-point lead, and the Aggies have a chance for the last shot now with 6 seconds.
Don't foul. Don't give an open one. That should have been a travel, man. Come on.
C.J. Franklin from about 30. And the Aggies are absolutely on fire from three, 31-18. We're not out of this thing. 13-point Aggie lead as we will go to halftime. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Taking pride in your work shows. For the perfect plumber with the tools and knowledge to resolve your issues, contact Marble City Plumbing, voted best of the Coosa Valley. 256-267-1569.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Childersburg High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. And right now I've got somebody with me. I've been wanting to talk with him for a while. It's kind of hard to get him after a football game. But I've got sophomore sensation Jacob Johnson. First of all, and I know that music's loud, but listen, first of all, I want to ask you, how are you doing with the knee? Surgery went well, I know, but how's the rehab going?
It's tough. You know, day by day, I'm just trying to get through it. You know, it's going to some days be better than others, but I know soon I'll be back.
You'll be back and you'll be good. I got to ask this. How many basketball games did you play with pain, or did you from the get-go? Was this something that happened during football season?
No, it was basketball season. The first time we played Winterboro here, that's when it happened, and I played two games the next week after it happened before I went to the doctor and found out.
Well, let's talk about this first half. You've been sitting and watching. Silicaga has hit 8 three-pointers, and they've hit 5 free throws. If you add up the math, only 1 bucket of 2 points. What do we got to do to keep those three-point shooters at bay?
Put pressure on them. It's the best we can do. We got to get the offense going ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, and Tay's been getting to the basket, getting by his man, but we can't get the shots to go, and we can't get foul calls on that end. We're trying to mix Hezekiah in there a little bit at a time, but mm-hmm. when he gets back in basketball shape, he's gonna be an addition for us, isn't he?
Yeah, helping us inside. We ain't had the inside presence for real, even though we got Duke playing well right now. His first time really playing on varsity, so
yeah,
we proud of him for that.
Well, I gotta ask you too. What is the time frame for you? Will you be ready in the summer for summer basketball?
Hopefully. That's the goal right now. Get back by June, because that'll be 6 months. Hopefully I can get back by then, really playing, not just every now and then, but really fully playing basketball again.
Now, I know your dad being the football coach and the basketball coach, and he's probably tougher on you than he is most anybody else, but I got to ask you, football season was not what we wanted, 1-9, but were there times that you had fun out on the football field?
Yeah, definitely. Throwing touchdown passes, look, just being around the guys, it's always great to be around people that you enjoy talking to, have fun with. Even though we was losing, we still had times that was fun.
Well, I can remember going down to Glenwood, and that private school, much better than us. But you threw a pass that game to Tay. It was right on the money. That had to be something in football season that stuck out in your mind.
Yep. It was a muddy game, but we had fun even though we was getting blowed out. It was a great night.
Yeah, we were sitting up there in the rain, out in the rain in a tent, and your granddad come by and ask us would they put us in the press box, and I said no, they wouldn't. But we saw that pass that you threw to him come right at us, and it was great. Now, basketball-wise, what do you miss the most about it, being with your friends or competition?
Being on the court.
Yeah, competition. You're a competitive guy.
Yeah, just being on the court. You know, just going to the gym, like, on the weekends. You know, me and Scoop, you stay in the gym on the weekends, just getting better, putting up shots. And I just had to sit and watch right now.
You got two good friends in Scoop and also in Tay Fairman, and you guys are great young men, great athletes. Congratulations so far. I hate that your knee injured, but I tell you what, this group of 8th and 9th graders you guys got coming up and what y'all got coming back next year is going to be pretty promising.
I'm excited for them. I'm ready to play with them.
I hear you. I know you are. Well, Jacob, we appreciate it. Congratulations so far, and hurry up and get back out here.
All right. Thank you.
Jacob Johnson with me here, and I'm going to let him get up and go back and be with his team, and appreciate him and everything he does for this high school. I'll get KJ McCurley back on here with me. And what a great, great young man. I mean, forget the athletic stuff. You can tell that his parents, Johnny and his mother, have raised him the right way. Just so respectful. And boy, he can't stand not being out here.
Yeah, you can just tell it's eating at him with everything. But you also see the sparkle in his eye when he's talking about his teammates and how good that he thinks this 8th grade bunch can be. He sees the potential that's brewing here at this team. It's just going to take a little bit of time. I mean, this game's not over and this season's not a loss, but just, you know, for giggles, looking at the future of the Tigers, really the seniors of significance are T.D. Smith and Tay Truss. And other than that, you get everybody back. And the thing about it is that there's guys that are waiting that are just being brought on slowly that could really be out here right now. But Coach Johnny has done things that way for years. That way, by the time these kids get to be sophomores, not only are they in great shape, but they have the it factor and they're polished on both ends from being in B team, excelling for so long.
And here's the thing with me, you got a coach, no matter what happens tonight, Monday night in the area tournament, next week, or again against Sylacauga, Childersburg is going to be assured right now of a winning season. 9 years Johnny Johnson has been the head coach here. He's had 9 winning seasons.
Yeah.
That needs to tell you. Now, I will say this. A lot of people wondering where Gerald Wallace is tonight. He's had the flu all week, so he's not going to be here tonight. He'll be back Sunday at practice. Monday night, they'll have B.B. Comer here, and this same Sylacauga team will come back in here next Thursday night. We'll have Monday night's game for you. But right now, that's going to be the end of our Coos Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show. When we come back, we'll have third quarter action for you. Sylacauga 31, Childersburg 18. But I got a feeling our guys have got a fight in them. We'll get it when we come back. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen.
Why did you say that? Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Don't let your heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machines for washing and drying, located in Sylacauga.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Well, KJ, for us, I'm not going to say to get back in the game. We're in this game now, only down by 13 points. But to make a difference here in the second half, you got to get out on those shooters. I mean, they can't get the kind of looks. Now, granted, some of those were long three-pointers, but they hit 8 of them.
Yeah, and the other thing that it does when they fire up the long ones is it creates long rebound opportunities. And a lot of teams now actually take the longer attempts because of that. It's low percentage offense, but it creates more chances at the bucket. And Childersburg's just going to have to offensive rebound.
There's another one. They get Aiden Crow open this time in the corner for a three. Excuse me. That tall guy can hit.
Yeah, he's definitely got a good-looking jumper. And Shortersburg has got to get out to the shooters, as we talked about. Devin Williams, power dribble into the paint, cut off, and he'll have to back it back outside.
Hey, Fairman will get it. I had a mean cough this week, and it finally got to me. Here's Tate Fairman going down the lane. That's going to be a hold on, probably going to be on C.J. Franklin.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's complaining about. I mean, he changed Fairman's whole body, whole sense of speed, slowed him down. It's definitely a foul.
I'll tell you one thing, though. C.J. Franklin is a great athlete.
Oh, no question. You saw the bunnies at halftime, man. Yeah. His chin's at the rim.
Devin gets it in to Tay. Should have been a foul on Jordan Roberson. T.D. Smith for three. That won't go. I knew it was off when it left his hand. Eric O'Neill with a rebound for Sylacauga. Up by 16 are the Aggies, and here they come again. Jordan Roberson Corbin Patterson, they'll find Crow again. And listen, you might as well just grab somebody as he hits another three. You need to grab somebody and get with them and stick with them all the way down the floor, because these open threes, and it's not like we're not playing defense, KJ. Here's Fairman, can't get it to go. Tips up, can't get it to go. Look at Duke Fairman fighting in there, and he'll get rewarded with two free throws. Now, let's see if they get Crow on this. They will. That's his third foul. So the guy that just hit 2 3-pointers to put them with their biggest lead of the game at 19 may have to come out of the game.
Yeah, and that's going to mean extended minutes for Tristan Whetstone, and still a good inside player for the Aggies with some abilities, but not the outside threat that Crow can poise.
Right.
So that changes things a little bit for Sylacauga's offense going forward.
And I'll tell you this, he's not going to give you 20, 25 points, but Duke Fairman is playing well for our Tigers.
I think he needs more minutes. I think we take him out too quick, if I'm being honest.
Well, and I think he has a thing of asthma, and that's one of the reasons why they take him out as early as they do. Here's Sylacauga after 1 of 2 for Duke. Long three-pointer by CJ. No good. Here come the Tigers. They'll get it to TD.
He'll get it.
A good look at three, and it's off. And look at Fairman. Boy, he almost had that rebound, but goes out of bounds off of Tay. TD just not hitting his stride tonight, and he's got to give Fairman and Sheely some help. Sylacauga gets an open look at three with Corbin. It's just all of them. I don't know how many. That's 11 threes on the game now. And who? I thought it was Corbin Patterson. Was it?
It was Corbin Patterson. Childersburg's defense is just showing a lot of soft spots right now. I think you just got to go to a strict man at this point and just stop worrying about zones. At 40-21, as Fairman gets a floater to go.
So here is Sylacauga back on the offensive. Should have been a travel. They don't get the layup. Tristan Whetstone gets the rebound. He'll kick it in the corner. Roberson now with CJ. They'll give it to Corbin. He'll drive by his man, kick it to Jordan Roberson, open three. Need I say anymore? These three guys in Jordan Roberson, Corbin Patterson, and Aiden Crow are lighting it up. Scoops three, can't go, and we're down by 22, and the Aggies are starting to run away with this thing. And Jordan goes by his man. Nice block, and then it falls right into the hands of Tristan Whetstone, who lays it in. Biggest lead of the game at 24 for the Aggies, and nobody can stay on the floor with Tay Fairman. He lays it in, but, I mean, you got to start on the defensive end. 4:40 to go, third quarter, timeout. Childersburg will take one with them. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Childersburg will employ some full court pressure here. Devin Williams back into the game. And I think, KJ, this may be the most talented group we have of five that are healthy on the floor. You got Devin Williams, Seneca Sheely, Brandon Calhoun, Tay Fairman, and now Hezekiah Parker.
Yeah, really, Devin Williams for T.D. Smith could be the only one that could go either way, but Devin is out there because he's a little bit better of a defender than Smith.
Jordan Roberson with a drive, couldn't get it to go. Chillsburg with a rebound, and now they'll back off Tay Fairman. He can't hit the three. That's why they back off of him. Nobody wanted to move to help him, though. And here's the Aggies in the front court now. Jordan Roberson, and they'll take a little time off the clock with 4 minutes to go third quarter, up by 22. And that was a wild, wild shot.
Look.
By C.J. Franklin, but let me tell you something. Everything Silicaga's throwing
it's
up
going in.
Is going in.
Yeah, it's just a good night for them. And Childersburg has had some good looks at good possessions, but have also been not smart at times. And that should have been
an and one. As Scoop goes into the lane and gets it to go. 47-25, 22-point Aggie lead, 3:26 to go third quarter. Here's Corbin Patterson working against Scoop. He'll try to go by him, loses it all. Ow, man. I thought it went off of Patterson's foot, but they'll say Scoop touched it last. So it'll be Aggie basketball underneath their own goal. Here's Patterson with the basketball. Working against Sheely. He'll roll around, give it off to Eric O'Neill. Eric goes right by Brandon Calhoun, goes up and over Hezekiah Parker and lays it in.
Yeah, the hesitation burned Calhoun that time, and there was no help defense there. And just another easy look for Silicaga. We've said that far too much tonight. That time, just got beat off the ball, did Calhoun. That can't happen.
Here's Hezekiah Parker. Gives it up to Seneca Sheely. Now to Devin Williams, who we've just got no kind of production out of, and we throw it away. And look at Devontae Fairman. He goes back and gets it. Hezekiah will go down, and he's going to be fouled. C.J. Franklin didn't like the call, but there was no doubt about that one.
Yeah, he shoved Hezekiah into the padding, and Hezekiah is a big dude to be shoving. Yeah. I don't understand how you can question that, but as good call by the officials. Well,
number one, it shows you how strong C.J. Franklin is.
No kidding.
Hezekiah, and I mean that was horribly missed, and that comes from, and I don't want to beat down on our kid, but when he's been hurt, he should have been working on a lot of things. Of course, his hand is part of that shot, but he's no good on either free throw. That one was just a little too strong, and 2.5 minutes to go third quarter. Here comes C.J. Franklin to Patterson, pull up from the baseline. That was a shot that wasn't going to make it at all. 24-point lead. Here comes the Tigers with a rebound and the chance to cut into a lead. Fairman. They'll back off of him and just dare him to shoot the three. That's the game plan if you're playing Childersburg with him. Let him shoot the three. We can't let him drive and scoop. That was in and out. I mean, that was a good-looking shot from just inside the arch. Here come the Aggies. Jordan Roberson. Price, he didn't shoot that three. Aiden Crowe looks at one. It won't go. Devin Williams with a good rebound. We got a man on the floor for Silicaga back behind us, so we chat numbers. And, oh, my goodness. Fairman goes down the lane and just gets knocked to the floor, but the ball was packed, and they said jump ball.
It was a really well-timed jump ball by O'Neill with the hands, but the body at the bottom with the bump of the legs should have garnered a whistle. Did not, but Childersburg retains possession.
30-second timeout in this one. We'll come back in 30. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Silicaga.
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country Kicks 100.3.
I love this with this competition of these cheerleading crews who can do the most somersaults and gets the crowd into it. But you heard Coach Hugh Freeze, home for Childersburg on Friday nights as we are here, the Super County Championship. But don't worry about tomorrow as the Auburn Tigers, number one ranked basketball team, take on the Tennessee Volunteers tomorrow night. You can hear that game right here. Airtime at 7 o'clock, tip at 7:30 on the Auburn Network. T.D. Smith gets an open look for Childersburg, and finally, But, I mean, is it too late? We're down 21 with a minute 15 to go in the third.
Well, if they're going to use T.D. Smith, he's going to have to do that because it's been difficult for him guarding some of the guys that Sylacauga has at the perimeter. But good-looking jumper from the corner. Now, Childersburg just has got to find a way to string together three stops and three baskets in a row. You do that, get this thing to 15 and under going into the fourth. Who knows? But you got to stop letting that happen, and that happened.
Well, they had a long three-pointer with Jordan Roberson. He missed it. But the long rebound come back to C.J. Franklin. Here's Corbin Patterson.
He can't dribble again.
He can. He's in trouble. He gets it to Aiden Crow. Crow will go down the lane left. Wasn't a lot we could do about that as Tate Truss got behind Crow, and Crow laid it in. Fairman goes down the lane. He's going to be fouled by Jordan Roberson. A lot of fouls being called now. 23-point Sylacauga lead with 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Tay Fairman gets two free throws.
Yeah, and kind of a not heated, but tone exchange between Coach Johnson and Hezekiah Parker moments ago. It's like Hezekiah was frustrated with no post touches on the last few possessions for Childersburg. But when Sylacauga is using Franklin as a brush spy on that, that over-the-top shoulder pass is not going to be there. Franklin's too quick for that. And that's why Fairman didn't throw it last possession.
CJ goes by Fairman. They're going to call a foul. They should have called a technical foul on CJ for hanging on the rim well after the foul was called. No call. 51-29. That's foul on the floor, so Sylacauga will have it on the sideline. Here's CJ with the basketball. 25 seconds in the quarter. Aggies up by 22. They'll go down the lane. Can't get the shot to go. Tay Truss with a rebound. And that big man can bring it down the floor. Here's Fairman. He'll go by his man, Eric O'Neill, lay it up and in. I'm telling you now, if you get right up on him, he's going to go by you. Roberson, long three. Are you kidding me? I mean, just threw it up, hoping for a prayer, and the prayer got answered. 54-31, Sylacauga, you're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Worried about pests invading your space? Protect your home or business with the experts at Alabama Termite and Pest Control. For over 4 years, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley. From rodents to termites, bugs to wasps to hornets, we've got you covered. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services customized to fit your needs. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Alabama Termite and Pest Control.
Well, the fourth quarter has got to be doubly as good for Childersburg and equally as bad for Sylacauga if we got a chance to win this game. 23-point lead, but that is the 13th three hit by Sylacauga in this basketball game. That's 39 points, KJ, and they've got 7 points from the free throw line.
Yeah,
do the math, that doesn't leave but 8 points.
Yeah, when a team is hitting everything from outside and they're hitting free throws, you're limited as to what you can run defensively as each team opens this fourth quarter with a turnover.
Childersburg turned it over. The Aggies tried to fast break and give it right back to them.
I don't want it. You take it.
That's pretty much the way it's been the whole time.
Yeah, really rough offensive output for the Tigers. And the threes have killed us on the other end.
Sheely looking at Corbin Patterson. He'll try to go by him, get to his spot. Shot, no good. Good look from Sheely, just can't connect. That's the story of the night. Here's C.J. Franklin. Torrey Wells to check in at the next whistle. Franklin out top looking at Sheely. Schultzberg in a man-to-man. All they're going to try to do is dribble, drive, and kick out for a three.
Yep, that's it.
Crow will come up now, give a screen. CJ, give and go, Crow, and he's going to be fouled by Tay Truss. The give and go just worked to perfection.
Yeah, Truss way out of position. Luckily, does get the hand back over to stop Crow's momentum from an easy one, but Crow gets two free throws.
Torrey Wells will come in, I believe, for Tay Truss as Crow hits his first free throw. 7:08 to go in the game, 24-point Aggie lead. It has not been our night shooting in Sylacauga. You'd know it. They have hit everything they've thrown up, and 80% of them have been from the three-point line or the free throw line.
And nothing. Two of them have been 30-foot buzzer beaters.
Yep. He gets 2 of 2, biggest lead of the game for Sylacauga at 25. Under 7 minutes to go in the game. Scoops got it. Brandon Calhoun for three. No good. He gets knocked to the floor. Here's Jordan Roberson. Fast break opportunity. He goes up. Can't get it to go. Fouled by Tay Fairman.
No problem calling it on the white and the guys in the white shirts, though.
No, it's been that kind of night. Coach Johnson and Coach Kirkland are, I think they're about as ready to get out of here as we are. It's not over, but it's well on its way. And Roberson misses the first free throw short. A lot of times when you miss these free throws short in the fourth quarter, KJ, it's usually your legs. You got to realize this is 4 games in 5 nights for Sylacauga. They played Briarwood to a 1-point victory at Briarwood on Tuesday night.
Wow.
Or excuse me, Wednesday night.
And into the game for Childersburg, 8th grader Cody Fowler.
Yep.
Good experience. Yeah, absolutely. Against this team, no doubt about it. You hold your own out here. It says a lot about your future as a player.
Scoot gives it up to Brandon Calhoun. Sylacauga in a stretched out man-to-man. Calhoun gets his man up in the air and hits the shot from the free throw line. 57-33. Sylacauga going to be in no hurry with 6:20 to go in the game. As CJ will roll around to the left side, guarded by Brandon Calhoun. That's a mismatch there. He'll go right by him. And you can see they're trying to open up the lane. They do. Here goes CJ. Leaves it off for Aiden Crow. He wanted to dunk it, but he laid it in. I mean, it's just something you know when you extend it out. And there, you got to get on them or they'll shoot the threes. They're going to go right by you and then dish it off. Scoops in trouble. Finally gets it to T.D. Smith. Late pass to Fowler, and it was knocked out of bounds by C.J. Franklin. Here comes Gabe Harrell for the Aggies. He'll give Eric O'Neill a rest. They'll throw it in the backcourt to T.D. He's looking for a shot, gets in the lane, gives it to Torrey Wells. Torrey goes up, no good. Fight for it. Harrell had it. Good hustle by Fowler getting on the floor. I tell you, when you got an eighth grader getting on the floor and you're down 24, he wants to play.
Yeah, not a lot of bright spots, but that one is going to make Coach Johnson and Kirkland happy on the inside seeing that.
5.5 minutes to go in this game and a super championship. Looks like it's going to be handed to the Aggies. Franklin goes by our defense, but good interior coming together. Here's TD with it, left side to Calhoun. Calhoun working against Jordan Roberson. Had it tipped away from behind by Gabe Harrell, and the Aggies come up with it. Jordan, step back three, in and out. He hadn't missed much of nothing tonight, but he missed that one. Rebound, Torrey Wells. Here come the Tigers. Scoop to Brandon Calhoun for three. No good. Tipped back. He gets it back. Goes up. No good, but he'll be fouled and get two free throws.
Like the offensive energy going up and getting rebounds, but just far too little, far too late for the Tigers. The offensive three-pointers in the first half just were too little, too much, and into the third quarter.
Calhoun, good on the first free throw. He'll get another. You know, when we don't score but 34 points with 4:43 to go in the game, we have not had a very good offensive output.
The only guy that ever even got into any somewhat kind of rhythm was on offense was Sheely at times in the first half. Yet, you know, he has to do so much as a scorer when we're going through these droughts. It's just hard for him to exhaust himself for that effort for all four quarters. Eventually, somebody else is going to have to step up offensively for this team.
You know, and we talk about the Auburn Tigers as CJ goes down the lane and banks one home. We talk about the Auburn Tigers a lot, KJ. That used to be the case with Broome. We relied on him so much, but now they have other guys that have stepped up, even when he's been out of the lineup now for three games, and they're doing their part. Sheely with a pull-up, no good. One of the things we hadn't done tonight either, KJ, is we had an offensive rebound. CJ tried to dunk one, and it goes out of bounds. And he wants to dunk so bad, and he had a chance at that one, but he didn't get it. Coach Joel Jones looking down his bench, and he's going to get Chris Roberson into the game for the first time.
Yeah, one of those up 26. It's kind of torn as a coach. Some, like, if you want to try it, try it. But some coaches at that instance with a missed dunk up this much doesn't look good for the stats, doesn't look good for the analytics, and just lay it in.
I don't know what happened with the basketball, but whatever happened with that dunk attempt by C.J. Franklin, they're getting another basketball.
Maybe it hit the roof, maybe some dust, particles.
It may have cut it, yeah, who knows.
And it did bounce up really high into the rafters. A lot of force thrown down by Franklin on that attempt, so could have very well knocked some dust off the ceiling and onto the ball.
I like what Joel Jones just did to him. He hugged him, then he slapped him on the head. Jomo is what we call him. He's been around the Aggie program for a long time. Really tickled for him. I know this is a rival game, but he's a good guy, and I'm glad to see him having success there. Here's Scoop going down the lane. Boy, that should have been a hand one.
Yeah, no kidding.
He went from left hand to right hand, got it to go. 24-point Aggie lead with 3:25 to go in the game. They're going to win the Super Championship, but the Tigers can make hay on Monday night. Aiden Crow's got it, and that's going to be a holding foul on Torrey Wells.
And also worth noting, we talked about some of the young guys coming up. One is in right now, Cody Fowler. I just want to touch on what I've seen from this young eighth grader the last few possessions. Yeah, 61-37, but in the last two possessions, he has set an effective screen leading to a basket, and on that last one, he gave it up to Sheely off of a handoff, and he ends up getting an assist. This is an eighth grader coming into the game and making a positive impact. Got to be thrilled with that if you're Coach Johnson.
Yep. He is so excited, not only just about Cody Fowler as he gets the rebound off of a miss of Roberson, but he's excited about that whole 8th and 9th grade bunch that's going to be mixed with these guys. There's Cody Fowler for three. How about that?
How about it, young fella? Making the most of your opportunity in this rivalry game. Love to see that.
Yep. And he's banking for more playing time is what he's doing. Tay Fairman will check in at the next whistle. And there's a look at Cody Fowler and Brandon Calhoun getting on the floor. Boy, they're going to bail Aiden Crow out with a foul. He didn't really even have the ball when they called that foul, but he's going to get two free throws.
Well, I mean, it's too little too late, but, man, you got to like the offensive energy the last few times for Childersburg, and pretty good defense on that last possession, you know, really making things tough in the paint, making Crow go the other way. It's just a little too much contact on the follow-up attempt, but man, and Coach Johnson's actually kind of thought You might get Fairman in for Cody Fowler and let the eighth grader sit, but he actually is letting the young guys play right now as Sheely takes a rest. His night will likely be through as he was probably our brightest spot on offense.
He hadn't been out all night either, and I think you're going to see Elijah Fowler come in there here in just a minute as well. But I got to tell you, this young bunch is, when you cup them with these sophomores like Jacob Johnson and Tay and Seneca and those guys, we're going to be good, especially next year and even the year after. But I'll tell you this, with the hot shooting of Sylacauga early in this game, KJ, they still have not only scored but 63 points. And look at the eighth grader. He got the rebound off of a miss of T.D. Smith and put it back in over a bigger player.
Use him. He wants to be out there. Use him. I know you can't really give him a lot, and that's a backcourt violation turnover.
Palming the basketball, and you've been wanting that call all night, and they finally get it, but it doesn't matter now. But 21-point lead, and now Elijah Fowler in there with his brother Cody. You'll see what this young man has, too. He's as tall as Aiden Crow now. Fairman can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out. Brandon Calhoun. He'll give it to Fowler. The crowd wanted him to shoot it, but he didn't. Here's Brandon. Gets a screen from TD. Up and under his man. In and out. No good. Tipped around. Look at Elijah Fowler had it and lost it.
You know, look at the strides of number 20, Elijah. He really moves like Cordez Swain from a few years ago. Those long strides that are slow but faster than they look.
Here's what gets me: look at the height of those kids, and they're not through growing.
Yeah, it's a really good sign of things to come for the Tigers.
Long three pointer by Chris Roberson, no good, and they'll get it to go in with Trey Wright, and the Aggies now up by 23 with a minute and a half to go. Here's Tay Fairman.
Got the Tigers ending this on an 11-4 run as of right now.
Look at Fowler. He's going to get fouled. He was aggressive and went down the lane. His shot got blocked, but he's going to get two free throws. That's Cody Fowler. Let me tell you something. The junior high team for Childersburg went undefeated, and their lowest margin of victory was 27. And these are not just the only kids. There's others. Cody can't hit his free throw. He'll get one more. And T.D. Smith, the senior, calmly steps over and says, I'd like to know what he said to him. Maybe take your time, brother. Cody eyes the bucket, bends his knees. And that one's no good either.
They both rimmed out. You know, he's got a really good-looking base. Just didn't bounce his way. But, man, really effective minutes for Cody Fowler. Closest game.
Here's Kinson 3. Gets it inside. Trey Wright can't get it to go. Rebound to T.D. Smith. Here comes Tay Fairman. Under a minute to go in the game now. Tay will beat his man down the goal. Can't get the shot to go. And look at Elijah Fowler in there fighting. They're going to get a foul on him. But, hey, I like to see the aggressiveness, though.
Yeah, they're not backing down from anybody. And I guarantee you if all five starters were in the game for Sylacauga, these two Fowler boys would show the same intensity. Man, I really like that Coach Johnson got them in this game in a rivalry situation. And look, as you said, eighth grade, that's not one, not two, not three, but four more years to get better. And if you're in eighth grade and you're not making your team worse out there, I mean, Cody Fowler did miss a few free throws, but I'd like to know what his plus minus was. A few assists, an offensive rebound, a few good screens. I mean, he really looked good. He looked like he was knew where he was supposed to be.
T.D. Smith with the basketball. If you're wondering about seniors for Childersburg, here's Cody Fowler with the basketball. Makes a good move. Boy, he got hammered, and he looks up at Trey Wright, the junior, and says, man, you didn't have to be that rude. But you know what? Here's what you do. You go to the free throw line, and you cash in on two free throws. But if you're wondering about seniors for Childersburg, you only got T.D. Smith and really Tate Truss that get a good bit of playing time. Now, Torrey Wells is kind of a mop-up guy, but Chillsburg not losing a lot. And I tell you, the eighth grader really struggling from the line right now, but they've all looked good.
Needs to put a little more arc over the front of the rim. They've all spun out, but been a little too line drive. A little more arc on that over the front.
I say he gets this one to go home. Nope, can't do it. Silicaga with a rebound with a half minute to go in the Super Championship is going to be the Aggies. 67-42 right now. 20 seconds to go in it.
Well, I think, you know, not a good loss, especially when you give up the barrage of threes. But you look at the score and how hot they started the game. Really, to give up 67 points isn't the worst thing that could have happened for the Tiger team, and that's going to be your final. And the horn sounds, 67-42. Silicaga wins the county championship over Childersburg. The final here from Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. Silicaga just taking care of business in every facet. A lot of good-looking three-point shots in the first half and a lot of good defense in the second, keeping us from any easy looks, and just made it really impossible for the Tigers to mount any kind of comeback in this one. As Childersburg will fall to 15-11, they'll turn their attention back to area play. As the crowd filing out for Childersburg is really, I think this game was just way too much for Silicaga on offense early. I mean, you three three-pointers from one guy within the first minute and a half is a really hard psyche to overcome for teenagers.
Can I tell you something that just means the world to me? Coach Marcus Herbert of B.B. Comer came to me. There's an award in this county tournament that is named after Justin Martin. And you know how I feel about that man. He was like another daddy to me. His name's on the court at Silicaga. And he asked me of all the six guys that were up for it who I would vote for. And that meant the world to me. I'm not going to mention the name, but maybe that kid will win the award. But that award, KJ, is not about scoring. It's not about the best guy out there. It's about the guy that's out there that's giving you 110% every minute he's on the floor. And the guts and just the go-getting after named after Justin Martin. And I tell you what, some of the crowd's starting to file away. They are going to give some awards. So I'll stick right here and tell you the awards, and we'll do our post-game right now, be talking about it. You just couldn't overcome the long three-point shooting in the first 5 minutes of this game. Jordan Roberson never scored but one bucket in the second half, but he was the difference in the game.
Yeah, and the one bucket that he scored in the second half was the deep step-back three that was just fired up at the buzzer at the third quarter. And, you know, some of those shots may not have went in on another night, but most of them were high-percentage looks that were from way outside and low-percentage shots, but high-percentage looks because of the low quality of defense at times. But a lot of those were rhythm threes that were three and four passes deep in, and when you're playing zone, it's just hard to stay in front for that long. Childersburg's just got to get back to playing good man-to-man defense and getting out and running in transition. Half-court offense has been a struggle all year. You can get by with that, but you've got to play better defense if you're going to.
And they'll do that Monday. We'll see them back in here on Monday. Let's see what Griff Hill is going to tell us about the all-tournament team and the Justin R. Martin Award. This is the Blake Britt Award. It's going to be Israel Duncan from B.B. Comer, and I have no problem with that award. He plays hard, and Jordan Roberson, your most valuable player in this tournament.
No shocker there. Well, you know, C.J. Franklin with the 30 ball. Maybe Robertson had two decent games as opposed to one stellar for Franklin. Really, Franklin didn't do a whole lot tonight. Wasn't needed to.
And I guess they'll give the first place trophy, and that's going to be it. KJ, I look forward to Monday night as we get set to take on B.B. Comer. You'll be with me here. Any closing thoughts before we get to that game? That's an area game. We need it.
Yeah, need it bad. 2-3 on the year in the region, or area, I should say. And that game will make us 500 and get us in contention for that number two seed in the area. And that's really big in terms of how soon you got to play midfield. Those guys have got it going on over there. Shieldersburg will look to try to put themselves in a good position.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Alabama Termite and Pest Control.
Get that off. I'm sorry. But, we got to play midfield again. So we'll see it. So for KJ McCurley, Sylacauga wins the Super County Championship. We'll be back here Monday night as B.B. Comer comes to town. Until then, God bless you. War Eagle and go tomorrow night as the Tigers host the Tennessee Volunteers, and College Game Day for the fifth time will be at Neville Arena tomorrow morning, and we'll talk about that on Monday as well. Until then, God bless you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday night for B.B. Comer and Childersburg.
You've been listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.